Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Aardvark Accessibility Podcast. This is episode 18. I'm Natalie Garza, and with us today is
Natalie MacLeese.
And she's an accessibility expert here to teach us new things about digital accessibility. So in this episode, we wanted to start the conversation, not fully go through the whole topic because it's just so expansive, but we wanted to start talking about tools to help with accessibility testing, starting with browser extensions.
Yes, browser extensions, which I think is where a lot of people get started. I think a lot of people, a browser extension is their first experience with scanning a web page for issues and finding out about accessibility testing.
Yeah. And again, disclaimer, there's a lot of ways, a lot of methods, a lot of tools to help you with accessibility testing. We're just going to start cracking the surface here. So, Natalie, what should we expect from a browser extension and what's out there right now?
Yeah, so browser extension, you'll install it in your browser, and they have accessibility extensions for Chrome, for Firefox, for Edge, so it doesn't matter which browser you're using. You install it, and then usually there's a little button that you click somewhere in the extension to say, scan this page, and it'll go through the page and find any of the issues that can be identified by an automated checker, which is, it depends on who you talk to, but somewhere between 20 and 30% of the different types of accessibility issues that can be found on a page can be found by a checker. And then it will show you some kind of interface to show you what those errors are so that you can figure out what's going on in your site and have an idea of how to get it fixed.
Yeah, and I also feel like there's another category of browser extensions where it helps you flag stuff down.
Yeah, that'll help you turn on different things, make information that's normally invisible on the website visible, so that makes testing easier because you can see something that you wouldn't normally be able to see.
Right, it's kind of like an X-ray.
Like an X-ray, sure. With an MRI.
Without the dangers of radiation poisoning.
No radiation involved. Well, no, that's probably not true. I'm sure that all of our devices are emitting radiation at us all the time.
True. EMF. Anyway. Do you want to go over some popular browser extensions and what they do?
Sure. Yeah. So if you've watched any of our live streams where I go through accessibility testing live, you've probably seen me use the Web Developer extension. It has a very generic name, just Web Developer. And its icon is a little purple cog. And it provides, I would say, probably about 50 different tools for doing different things on a website. And it is not specifically an accessibility-focused plugin. It's a web development-focused plugin. But it does do some things that are really handy for accessibility testing. So, for example, you can have it make an outline of your document where it will pull out all of the headings and then it will show you the levels. So you have a heading level 1 that says this and then a heading level 2 that says this, etc. And it makes it really easy to check, did I remember to have an H1 on the page? Because that's a best practice. And then did I use all of my headings in the right order? And is everything that should be a heading actually marked up as a heading, etc. So it makes that kind of thing really easy. It'll let you identify images that don't have any alt text on them. And it has a few other really handy features as well.
Yeah, and that's an example of an X-ray
extension. Yeah. Yeah, it just gives you a lot of insight into your page that it's hard to get otherwise.
All right, so that's an example of an X-ray one, Web Developer. And again, we're going to leave links to all of these in the show notes or in the transcript. Or if you check out our blog, you can find the entire transcript to this whole episode where you can find links to. So next category is what we first talked about, the scanning browser extensions. You want to go into those?
Yeah, so probably The one that I think most people have probably heard of or dealt with is the AXE, which is A-X-E. And usually it's small letter A, capital X, small letter E for some reason. And that is made by Dequeue, the company, like a pretty well-known accessibility company. It does have, kind of unusual for a browser extension, it has a free and a paid version. So you can access the free version and use that just, you know, like you would any other browser extension. And if you want the more robust features, you do have to pay for that plugin. But it's really well researched. Dequeue does a lot of work in the accessibility space. And they flag not just actual WCAG failures, but can also find best practices, which is something that's really helpful and not all plugins do. One of the strengths of the AXE browser add-on is that Dequeue is very proud that they have very few false positives with the AXE testing kit, basically. The downside of that is that I think they miss some issues because they're so determined to not have false positives that I think some things get missed because of them being very determined to not have false positives.
Right. But it's better to flag something, right?
Yeah, it depends. Everybody's going to have their own preference. Some people are going to prefer that and not have a bunch of extra stuff that they need to look at. And other people are going to want a more comprehensive list. So it depends. And then another popular tool is Wave. A lot of people will have come across this one. It's available both as a browser extension and as just a web page. So for free, you can go to wave.webaim.org and plug in a URL and run a scan on a page right directly there. Or you can do it as a browser add-on. And WebAIM is a nonprofit organization, and they have also done a lot of extensive research around accessibility. They do a lot of audits and accessibility testing, so they have a lot of knowledge in their organization, and their tool will flag all of the potential accessibility issues and some actual accessibility issues that are on your page and give you a little bit more information about them. It also has a little bit of that X-ray aspect to it, where it will highlight your document structure, it will highlight your landmarks and things like that that are otherwise kind of hard to see.
Okay. And AXE, going back to AXE, they don't have a web page or a web app, or it's just a pure browser extension.
Well, that's where things get a little bit interesting with AXE, because they have the browser extension and then they have their AXE library that they package up and make available in a bunch of different ways. So it is actually available if you are doing development work and you want to run an accessibility scan every time developers make a commit or merge a PR in, you can actually take that AXE package and put it into your CI/CD process and have scans just run as part of your development process. And there's some other ways that they make that library available as well. But as far as like a non-developer user coming to it, it's just the browser extension.
Okay, whereas Wave, the browser extension is kind of like a shortcut to their web page.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, do you want to go into the next and last one we're going to talk about for today?
Yeah, the last but not least, we'll talk about IBM actually has a web browser extension called the Equal Access Accessibility Checker. And similar to Dequeue with AXE, that's actually a little library that they make available. And the most accessible way to get it is through the browser add-on. But if you're a developer, you can incorporate it into different things that you might be building as well. And it's a checker that will go through, flag accessibility issues, very similar to AXE. It is less focused on avoiding false positives, so it is a little bit more comprehensive in what it finds. But still, we have to keep in mind that even the very, very best automated checker is not going to be able to find more than 20 to 30% of accessibility issues. So you still have to do manual testing, even when you're using a really robust automated tool.
Yeah, these should just kind of be accessories for an audit.
They're a great way to actually get started if you're going to do an audit. It's really nice to just run an automated scan first because it'll give you a little bit of the lay of the land and you can see, oh, this page has a lot of issues on it. So I might want to save a lot of time for doing a manual audit on that page because it looks pretty problematic. So even though it's not going to find all of the issues, they are actually like a pretty good indicator of this overall state of accessibility on a site. You know, it's not exact. Like I can't say if I go to a site and I run one of these checkers and it finds zero issues, I can't say, oh, when I do manual testing, I'm probably not going to find anything. But I am going to think, probably this site is in pretty good shape, right? Obviously, somebody was paying attention and being careful when they built it. And I'm not likely to find, you know, I'm not likely to go into that and find a whole bunch of really severe barriers happening on that site. It's probably in pretty good shape. And that's generally a pretty good indicator. Whereas if I look at another page and I see 500 issues on just the homepage alone, then I know, wow, that audit is going to be a lot of work because there's likely going to be a lot more issues found manually. So the automated testing is still, it's a really helpful first step in an audit. It helps you figure out which pages do I want to prioritize? Where do I want to maybe focus my time? How well do I think somebody did at building this site? And it gives you that kind of insight at first and saves you a bunch of time logging a bunch of issues that you would otherwise have to do manually as well.
Right. Do you think any of the browser extensions we talked about help with manual auditing?
The paid version of the Axe plugin does. Yes, it will actually walk you step by step by step through running a variety of manual tests.
Oh, very neat. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the web developer one, does that one help with manual audits technically?
It has tools that you would definitely use while doing a manual audit. Yes. You know, that's not what the tool was built for. It's not what the developer had in mind when they were making it. But just kind of as a coincidence, there are some tools in there that are super helpful for when you're doing a manual audit.
Gotcha. So all in all, these are all free with the exception of the Axe one, who has also a paid version.
Yes.
And helps you get started with automated scanning. But you still have to do manual auditing.
Yeah, you don't get out of the manual testing. But it does give you a little jump start, and it is helpful to use it as an indicator of where you might want to focus most of your manual testing time.
Gotcha. So we will leave links to all of these browser extensions that we've discussed today. And with that, I think we want to talk about one last tool
that also has a browser extension. That would be Aardvark. So you can go to aardvarkaccessibility.com and check it out. Our browser extension lets our tool talk to your website so that you can load it up in visual mode, which is very nice because you can see little markers on your website exactly where you have accessibility issues and get more information about them and how to resolve them.
And Aardvark has both support for automated scanning and features for manual auditing.
Yes, that's true. You could do both all in one tool.
So go check out Aardvark. You can get your homepage scanned for free to get a feel for your website. And we'll leave a link to that too in the notes. And go check out our blog for a full transcript and links to all these as well. So with that, we're going to end the 18th episode of the Aardvark Accessibility Podcast. And thank you guys for watching, and we'll catch you guys next time.